It's the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air and Andy's Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting.
I'm always on the lookout for stories that involve men's reproductive health. You know, guys, you got to take care of your junk.
Right.
I always hate that term. Why did that ever get popular? My junk.
Does it look like a bunch of junk?
I don't know. Do women think it looks like a bunch of junk down there? Anyway, there's an amazing story that I read about a 36-year-old man that was born without testicles. Hmm. And he has received a ball transplant. Not fake balls like nudicles or something like this. An actual functioning test.
Is that the first operation of its kind?
No, there is one that is reported to have gone on in the 70s, and I'll tell you about that here in just a moment. But in this case, the 36-year-old man, it's a guy from Serbia.
Ah, okay.
What does that mean? That makes it sound like you're doubting the veracity of the story, sir.
Maybe
if he starts sculling baws.
So this guy, born without a testicle, so he wanted to skull a baw.
Okay.
From someone else and get it implanted. And he did in a 6-hour operation. They took the testicle from his identical brother.
Dead or alive?
Alive.
Wow.
So they're twins, but one of them was born without testicles.
Man.
But they have the same DNA. So this testicle is an exact match. And because of that fact, he does not have to take immunosuppressant drugs, you know, to make sure that his body doesn't reject the new organ.
That's incredible.
It's pretty ingenious. You know, I never thought of this before, in that if you are an identical twin, and some of our P1s are, we know some twins, some identical twins out there, that your twin is always on organ call for you, and you are for them.
Right.
So it's both comforting and a little bit disturbing, knowing that if the other one has a problem, you can't really get out of it too easily.
Right.
There's no good way to decline it.
So this kid basically had to give his brother a ball.
Yes, his left nut.
Balls hanging down.
And I say kid, but what were they in their
30s? 36, yeah. Yes. So the surgery was intended to give the recipient more stable levels of testosterone than injections could provide. Also, to make his genitals more natural and more comfortable, it says here. I think they've got that wrong.
Yeah, you'd be more comfortable without.
Yeah, it's more comfortable to not have balls, Mark. And to enable him to father children. But
indeed.
Then this raises an interesting question to me. If he has issue, if he has a child, is that baby his or his brother's?
Well, if they're the exact same DNA,
okay,
it's
keep going.
Both.
Keep going.
He has co-daddies.
He has,
like, Hansel Muser has all three of us.
Yeah, but that was all of us arcing into a chalice,
right?
This kid, though, which one is his dad? Is it the dad who grew the ball, or is it the dad who housed the ball?
It's the brother who raises the kid.
Well, that's his dad, but his father is, his bio father is which one?
I say it's the dad who received the ball.
Oh.
Because it's the exact same DNA, and once that ball is transplanted to the other dad's empty scrot,
mm-hmm.
then it's his. That is his at that moment.
Yes. I see what you're saying, but let's see, how can I word this without it being so vulgar? If you somehow received another man's reproductive material.
Okay, keep
and
going.
Don't enjoy this scenario so much.
What? Just keep going.
You received his DNA material.
Speak a little
and
slower.
You held it within your body until such point that you released it into an ovulating woman. Okay.
Okay.
So receive real quick and then turn your head and then inject.
Yeah, I want to know how I'm receiving this.
And you inject. And then that woman becomes pregnant. you would not say that that is your baby. You would say, well, it's the guy's enjoyment residue from a few moments before. It's his biological child. That's what you would say, even though your body did host it for a while.
Yes, but I think the key is that it's the same DNA. They're twins.
Okay. Well, using that argument, this is how I would defeat that. We do not say that identical twins right now, that when one of them has a kid, that since it's the same DNA, they're both equal fathers.
Right, because the tiebreaker is which body did it come from?
So you're saying that if you had a twin brother and you housed DNA in that way that I was talking about before, that you housed it for just a moment until you could turn your head and deliver that DNA to an ovulating woman, you would you say that that is your child? Because that is your is identical DNA.
I see what you're saying, but what you've done is come up with an impossible scenario that one twin brother performed an act of admiration on his twin brother and then immediately turned.
I'm not saying it's moral.
And then immediately turned and funneled it into a waiting woman. You've created something that has
a common
you've
scenario.
Created something that's never happened. So I guess okay.
Oh, I bet you it's happened somehow.
I bet it's never happened.
This world that we live in, yeah, that's probably happened.
Where a twin brother performed an act of admiration on his brother.
Yeah. That is out there. Now that is out there because there was
a
huge article about how popular that has become.
I'll give you that. But then turned to a waiting woman.
Yeah, ovulating woman.
Waiting ovulating woman.
Waiting patiently, yeah.
And in some way
received.
She received what had just been given.
Right. She is
middleman twin.
Given the raspberry of life.
There's no way that has ever happened. Only in your mind has it happened.
But you understand my point. Yes, it is very rare, if not unheard of, but you've heard of it now. And doesn't that defeat the idea that this is the parentage argument?
Yeah, but I don't think he cares because now he has a ball and it's the same. It's his DNA. And now he can go, let's say 3 years from now, he finds a woman and he impregnates her. He will see that as his kid.
Yes,
now,
he will.
He may always in the back of his mind think when he sees that kid, if my brother hadn't done that, it wouldn't be possible. But he'll still see it as his kid.
Okay. Here's a further complication, though. What if he has a donor ball from someone who is not his identical twin?
Is that possible?
Well, in the 1976 case, I think that was the case.
And it worked.
Well, what they're working on now, and the reason that this is an important... Now, I should mention this. This is a complication to the parentage issue. The ball took... The testicle. Let's be a little bit more medical here. The testicle.
Which story are we? The today's?
We're talking about the Serbian identical twins.
Okay.
The ball, the testicle took, and it's helped with his hormone levels, which that was very important, and I guess it helped with the natural look and comfort of his gonadals, but they couldn't find the vas deferens when they were trying to hook everything back up. They didn't have the right fitting.
Mm-hmm.
On the vas deferens, so
that's important because there's a big deference.
Marry the vas deferens, and there's a vas deferens between being able to hook it up and not. And so he is not able to have kids at this point until they figure out if they can figure out a way to make that happen. So he can't actually have kids right now.
So what's the point? He's hoping they'll be able to hook it up in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's what he's hoping. But now in the other case, which happened back in 1976.
In what country?
I think this was Dr. Silber. There was a New York Times article about Dr. Silber in 1975.
So he may have done it in New York.
Yes. The first report of a testicle transplant, Dr. Sherman Silber, a fertility specialist in St. Louis, was published in a medical journal in 1978. In that case, twin brothers, these were twins, were 30 years old when they consulted. Now, the brother without testicles had not reached puberty until he was given testosterone at the age of 18, which caused a growth spurt that left him 4 inches taller than his brother. He needed regular testosterone injections, so on and so on. So they spent 5 years searching for a doctor who would perform a testicle transplant, and they found this dude. The dude did it in 2 hours. And you have to do it very quickly because apparently the ball can't survive outside the body very long.
Hmm.
But in those brothers' case, the St. Louis brothers' case, there was one thing that the brothers were worried about. Can you guess what it is?
That they'd be attracted to each other.
What? If you had another man's ball in your body?
Mm-hmm.
And you become attracted to him? No. The donor brother was gay. And the recipient was straight.
I mean,
the man,
gay,
the man
me,
who took
blind.
Another... the man who took another man's testicle into his body, he mm-hmm. was straight. So that's a plot twist. And they were worried that it would somehow affect his sexual orientation. I guess that was back before we had firm
that's
ideas
funny.
As to what caused it.
Right.
But they were worried, the recipient was worried that the new ball would make him gay.
Excuse me, blind?
Yes.
No, gay, you're right.
Yes.
Gay.
And there's no follow-up as to what happened to him.
Yeah, so did they perform it or did they not perform it?
No, they performed it.
Okay.
They performed it, and the recipient eventually had 5 children
wow.
in that case. And, so,
and
success
didn't
story.
Turn gay?
Not that we know of.
Wow.
But who knows what he discovers in later life. Don't you think that's interesting the way, and it seems like I read this, so this is anecdata, I'm just letting you know. It seems like I read about this. So how much further removed can you get? That identical twins, there is a higher than what would be probable occurrence of identical twins, one being gay and one being straight.
Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting because they share the exact same DNA.
Right.
They share the exact same uterus. Yet somehow one of them, what causes one of them to be gay and one of them to be straight?
Wow,
because
that's
it seems like you've teased out so many variables there.
Right.
And they're presumably raised in the same household
because mm-hmm.
they're twins.
Right. And dress the same way and
right.
pretty much everything the
uh-huh.
same.
You cannot run a closer experiment than that right there. And yet one of them goes straight.
It seems like I'd like you to read more about that.
You disturb me so much the way you get into these particular stories.
No. It just seems like I want to know more about that.
Oh, okay.
That.
Okay. You want me to call you up like late at night and read you the article?
Time of day is irrelevant.
We're yeah. going to hear your zipper go down. And it sounds like you're doing some work out in the garage.
Hey, let's do this. Let's get one ball guy at ticket stock. We got 2 months.
Well, they're both. Which one are you talking
yeah, right,
about now?
Right. Let's get the one bald brothers at ticket stock.
Okay, but which one? Both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
I think it's hard to book both of them. I don't think they'll split an appearance fee like identical
yeah,
twins
maybe.
Should.
Hey, so now that they each have one working ball, did they also each get an implant to make it look like they have two?
I'm sure they got a nuticle. Yeah. The fake one that goes in there. But the reason that they say this is... not very important that this was successful is they've received a lot of inquiries from trans men, okay, so female to male trans men
mm-hmm.
who have inquired about getting a donor who's not an identical twin, right? They wanted to find out if there's, because there does seem to be a real opportunity here from people who are getting things taken off of them.
Sure.
And those go into the garbage, right? It's medical waste when you have a male to female trans person and they throw those parts away. And then there's female to male who would want those parts. It seems like we can match some supply and demand if we can get the immunotherapy drugs just right.
All right, more on this story at Ticket Stock.